the last 3 weeks or so, you've bounced around different time zones. You've been in different countries. You've got a couple of games here on home ice this week. Just what's it been like as you look forward to these two consecutive here?
Well, I mean, it's a typical NHL schedule outside of the Finland trip. So I think once we got that out of the way, you know, tried to get a little bit of a normal routine and, you know, things are pretty much status quo.
Pittsburgh obviously isn't where they want to be in the standings, but still have that elite talent. What do you expect as you see them for the first time here tonight?
Yeah, it's a core of guys that have, you know, have won, know what it takes. You know, they're incredibly dangerous every time you play them. So it's always an exciting matchup, you know, having some of the best players in the world in your building and, you know, always a good measuring stick to see where our team's at.
Those games against Pittsburgh over the years have been kind of chippy. I mean, is there any particular reason for that?
I think there was a couple games that were chippy. Outside of that, I don't recall many being, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I think, you know, we're competitive, they're competitive, and, you know, like I said, it's always a good measuring stick. So I think there's an element of our game that carries that. I mean, we're a big team and can play with some physicality. And I think, you know, when you play against world-class talent, sometimes you want to try to eliminate some of their time and space, some of their opportunities. And sometimes the best way is to get a body into them.
You know him better than most guys, Blake. Phil Kessel is such a productive player for as long as he's been.
He's a, I mean, brilliant hockey mind. You know, he sees the ice, you know, like few guys do. You know, talking hockey with him, he gets it. You know what I mean? He knows how to be an offensive threat every time he's out there. You know, from the time I've known him, his release is obviously world class. He can pretty much score from everywhere, but. You know, his ability to create when he's out there is world class. I mean, he's one of the best. He has been, you know, throughout his career, and you know, it's always fun talking to him, cheering for him, you know, watching him play live. He's quite a player.
When you guys get the chance to catch up, I mean, do you talk a lot of hockey?
I don't know, maybe 10 minutes or so. You know, he's got a lot to say. He's a pretty unique guy, and obviously, you know, Sam and I have known Phil for a long time, and so when he comes over, we hang out with him. A lot of good catching up. You know, a lot of funny stories, and you know, it's always great to hear, you know, what's new in the world of Phil, because it's always interesting.
I feel like he's misunderstood a little bit, like, just because he's maybe not, doesn't want to be in the media maybe as much as some superstars.
Well, I mean, who misunderstood him? I don't, you know, whoever wrote the narrative, you know, I've never misunderstood him. You know, I think that sometimes the media can paint a picture of people however they want, and it's easy to run with it. But, you know, if you don't know a guy, you don't know what he's about or the type of person he is, outside of the questions you ask him about hockey, you know, it's tough to really get a good picture of him. So, I've never really paid much attention to that. I don't really know where that came from. He's been a close buddy, you know, since we played college together. And, you know, it's funny. That was, you know, that was almost 15 years ago now, and still a guy that, you know, keep in touch with. So, you know, he's a great person.
Will